Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that if anyone knew where Jesus was, he was to report it, so that they might seize Jesus.
Let me hear you! Go get out! A one, a two, a three!
Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
As we read chapters 11 and 12 in John's Gospel, we see that as Jesus was on his way to the cross, he was bringing an end to his public ministry. We also see that the religious leaders of his day were seeking to put an end to his life. They were conspiring together in their plot to kill King Jesus, and they had issued orders to others to report to them if anyone knew where Christ was. That report they would use to seize and kill the Messiah. Hear now the opening 11 verses of John chapter 12. Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving, and Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary then took a litre of perfume of very costly pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, who was going to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" Now he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief. And as he had the money box, he used to take from what was put into it. Therefore Jesus said, "Let her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." Then the large crowd from the Jews learned that he was there, and they came, not because of Jesus only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priest planned to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and were believing in Jesus. The chief priests and the Pharisees had their plan in place, the plan to kill Christ. Jesus knew this, yet our text opens with, "Jesus therefore." Come what may, and the God-man knew what was coming, our Savior continued on the road to the cross. Nothing and nobody would stop him. One of his final stops on the way to Calvary was in Bethany. He stopped there to spend time with the people, in particular Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. As the people were feasting with Jesus, we read that Lazarus was reclining with him at the table. Martha was busy serving the Lord and his guests. Mary was anointing Christ with humble and loving devotion and at a great personal cost to her. What a glorious picture to behold. Until we get to verse 4, which opens, "But Judas Iscariot, the one who would betray Christ, had the audacity to grumble and complain about Mary, who faithfully loved and served the Master." That's what false disciples are like. They betray Jesus and they attack his true followers. They are like their father, the devil, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And, we read in verses 10 and 11, those who hate Christ not only desire to see him dead, but, we read, the chief priest planned to put Lazarus to death also. And they did so because through Christ's work in calling Lazarus out of the grave, raising him from the dead, many were believing in Jesus. Those with hard hearts hate the Lord of glory and they hate his people. And it's important for us to remember that in our passage, those who were hating Christ and hating his true followers were members of the visible covenant community. Judas was even one of the 12 disciples. The Family Worship Bible Guide says this: those who love Christ and honor him must expect to be critically misjudged by those who are only nominal Christians. That should not discourage them from pouring out their lives in love for the one who died for them. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.